Okay, Charlie Brown, this is Houston. We show about a minute and a half till LOS, and we'll expect to hear from you coming around on the other side. However, I will wait for a call from you. Okay, Charlie Brown, we're just about to lose you. We'll see you at 110.15. That's about 46 minutes from now.
And we have loss of signal. We'll be reacquiring Apollo 10 again in 46 minutes. At that time, the spacecraft will be in its 18th revolution of the moon. And we expect that the crew will still be up. They advise that they have a fair amount of activity to get the spacecraft ready for the sleep period and to complete unsuiting and having their evening meal before beginning the sleep period. So we expect that we will hear from them again as they come back around on the other side of the moon in the 18th revolution. We have some additional information on that app's burn to depletion. The burn began at 108 hours, 52 minutes, 2 seconds. The total burn time was 3 minutes, 31 seconds. And that gave us a delta V, a change in velocity of 3,799 feet per second for the LEM ascent stage. The burn was targeted to put the LEM ascent stage into a solar orbit, and we assume that that has been achieved. We won't have a good idea as to what orbit it has gone into until we've had a chance to get some tracking data on the LEM. During the conversation with the crew, Capcom Joe Engel advised them that if they desired, we would be able to add 4 hours to their sleep cycle tonight to make up for the amount of time that we've already cut into that sleep period. And then we would make up the timeline during sleep periods later on in the mission. At 109 hours, 31 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.